This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Juneteenth celebrations continue throughout the weekend. CPR's Tony Gorman was at a big event on Saturday.
Music, food, and happiness fill Denver's Five Points in celebration of Juneteenth. Longtime Five Points resident Charles Foster has seen many celebrations.
I think the most important thing is that it is now being observed not only nationally but also internationally too. And I think that is a significant part for historical aspects and also for just for education.
Juneteenth became a federal holiday 2 years ago. This is the first year that the state of Colorado recognized the day. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And we'll have more Juneteenth coverage throughout this long weekend. The Colorado Avalanche beat the Tampa Bay Lightning last night with a stunning score of 7-0. The Avs now lead the Stanley Cup Finals 2-0. The series continues in Game 3 on Monday in Tampa Bay. First team to win 4 games takes the cup. And this is CPR News in KRCC. For Metro Denver, a chance of afternoon thunderstorms, highs around 90. For the Springs and also Boulder, the upper 80s. And for Grand Junction, highs in the mid-80s. You can find all our news online at CPR News at CPR.org and KRCC.org. Right now in Denver, it's 73 degrees, Grand Junction 69, Craig 58. This is CPR News.